Okay, we'll have one more song and then we'll speak to Sadia.
Junaid, spin that record for me. This tune is banging. Rewind this one for me. Rewind this one for me.
Pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. I said pull it.
This is Radio Sangam.
Baby, I need you here. Think about you all the time. Nothing else is on my mind. Don't know why, but it's so clear. When I look into your eyes, you make me feel like I'm alive. There's no point in hiding, this is love, don't fight it. Come on girl, let's just ride the wave. I just wanna know if we can get away this weekend. Falling so hard, I don't wanna wait, so
pretending you know for me, cause deep down I know you're really feeling me, but you don't wanna seem too keen. Don't let it get in your way. If you wanna come round, it's okay. And I know you like it when I'm kissing and biting. Yeah, girl, we be vibing all day.
There's no point in hiding, this is love, don't fight it. Come on girl, let's just ride the wave. I just wanna know if we can get away this weekend. Falling so hard, I don't wanna wait, so call me up on my cellular. I'll be waiting here for you, just let me know when you're ready, girl.
This is brand new first play here on My Breakfast Show. It's Rahim Alamin, it's called Cellular.
I just wanna tell you, girl, how special you are.
Right, that was Cellular. And very good morning to Sadia. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Hi Junaid, how are you?
Hi Sadia, how are you? How's your Monday morning? How's your Monday morning?
It's going well at the moment.
What's happened to the weather though? It's been so warm on Saturday. And it looks a bit dull today. I'm looking out the studio window and all I can see is grey clouds everywhere.
No, the sun is out, but it does look like it's going to rain.
Where are you?
I'm in Batley at the moment.
And the sun is out in Batley?
It is, yes. It's like, it's trying to shine through. Let's see what
Well,
happens.
You need to send that sun over to Huddersfield, I think, this morning. Because it's very,
from
very...
there, actually.
It's very, very dull. and cloudy in Berkeley this morning. So, you obviously are the lady behind Cake Face Official.
I am.
Tell me more about Cake Face. What is it that you do? What do you specialise in?
So, we specialise in celebration cakes. And we've been doing it officially about a year, I'd say. Started about 2 years ago, and then it picked up about a year ago, to be honest.
Okay. So, do you have a like a full-time job as well?
I do, yes. I'm a pharmacist manager.
You're a pharmacist manager?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Where do you get time to do your cakes then? Where do you find the time from?
To be honest, if you're passionate about something, you just find the time.
It just comes. That is true. I mean, I did a degree in criminology, but look where I've ended up. I'm on the radio. It's got nothing to do with criminology.
It's what you enjoy, isn't it?
Exactly. So you've only been, you did it about, started off in about 2 years ago, but properly got into it around about a year ago.
Yeah, I'd never even baked a cupcake before 2 years. And then one day I just woke up and thought, right, let's make a cake. There were a few family events coming up, and I was just querying with other cake makers about cakes. And I thought, you know, let's try to do this myself. So I set myself a kind of timeline, and I did it like 6 months before the events were coming up. And then I thought, right, okay, by 6 months I want to be at the stage where I can make this Mendy cake or wedding cake, celebration cake. So I just started teaching myself, and then just started looking at like YouTube videos, just going through like different techniques. As I got into it, got more and more passionate, I'd see other cakes on Instagram, and if I liked something, I'd think, right, okay, so how would I do this? I wonder how I do this. And sometimes it's just using your own initiative. As you get into it, you just learn different techniques, you just kind of practice, and practice makes perfect, to be honest. And that's how it just started, and it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mashallah, that's good. That is true. And you've achieved something which you'd expect, I mean, someone who has like in the hundreds of thousands of followers to achieve, because they're well known. But we'll talk about that a little later on. We'll get on to what I'm talking about. But okay. I was going to ask you, how long does it normally take you to make a cake? Just your standard like celebration cake, whether it's for a birthday or a party or a wedding or whatever. Just like a single tier cake.
Just like one cake. So I would start baking it. I can make them last minute. It's not really a problem now. Before, it used to take me a lot longer. So I'd bake it. It takes about an hour and about 20 minutes from preparation to baking. Then you've got to leave the cakes to cool, because you can't start decorating a warm cake. And then decorating the cake, you have to layer it up, crumb coat it, and then coat it again. And then the decoration, it just depends on what the cake is. So it can take anything really in total, I'd say about 3-4 hours.
3-4 hours. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say you started baking cakes as a hobby then?
It did start as a hobby. It is. And now I still enjoy it. I'm still passionate about it. And hopefully I want to go into it kind of full time.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask you. So would you say that if you could, and inshallah it might happen very soon as well, will you leave your pharmacy job and do this full time, or would you still leave this as a side thing?
With pharmacy, I would still kind of do a day or two just to keep my foot in that door. But then, yeah, I'd probably mainly do the cakes. It's just because I'm a creative person, I'm a perfectionist, and then all that comes through with the cakes that I create.
Yeah. If, say, somebody wanted a cake in Scotland, like far north, I'm talking past Glasgow and Edinburgh, I'm talking about a 7-hour drive, can they get a cake from you?
If they're willing to drive this far, yes. Because anything's possible.
Yeah. So would you say that you would operate nationwide then? If somebody really, really wanted a cake, would you cater for them anywhere in the UK?
Definitely.
Or are you concentrating this more locally at the moment?
At the moment, it is local. So I normally ask my clients to kind of collect, unless... So I work with a company called Deluxe_Balloons. Now they specialise in backdrops, which obviously have to be delivered to the venue. Yeah. Now, I always say to all my customers, if you are ordering a backdrop or you're ordering a big balloon which is going to be delivered to the venue, I can send the cake with that company, mm-hmm. and then that way we can kind of deliver. So even if it is in London, mm-hmm. we can still do it. It's okay. not a problem, but we just operate with them. So
yeah. So about deluxe balloons, what do they specialize in then?
So personalized luxury balloons. So like they do the bubble balloons, they do like the bouquets. But at the moment, I think they're concentrating more on backdrop. So I don't know if you've seen like the balloon garlands that are in a lot now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot of parties are like decorated with them, and then the backboards are personalized.
Yeah.
So that's what they kind of deal with. And they've got a shop as well in Huddersfield.
Okay, and so you work very closely with them as well?
We do, yeah.
Okay,
we
do. Okay. So where do you want to see Cake Face in the next 5 years, say?
Well, not to blow my own trumpet, but from not being able to kind of even bake a cupcake to what, alhamdulillah, I can create now in 2 years, that much is possible in 2 years, then in 5 years, who knows where we'll be. My plan is to take it to the countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really want to do.
Okay, so take it to other countries. So do you want to like train people in other countries to bake cakes and then to kind of like work alongside with yourself? Is that the plan?
That is the plan. So in November, I'm going to be in the UAE. I'm actually teaching in the UAE. Mm-hmm. So we've already kind of started. We're on that boat already, to be honest. So I've got a few potentials who I am going to train. I'm going to be there for about 2 weeks, and that's what we're going to be concentrating on. And if I think that they've got like the creativeness to take the brand forward, then of course I will hire them, and then we will start franchising, inshallah.
That's good, you know. And you've got a plan in your mind, and that's the most important thing. If you've got a plan, then there's nothing to stop you really to achieve it.
That's it.
Right then, let's get to this bit then. You made the cake for Farial Makhdoom's daughter for her birthday party.
I did.
So how did that happen? Because what would you expect is a person like a celebrity to maybe choose a company who's actually well known.
Yeah.
That's what would usually happen is they'd go to a person who's actually well known, who's got like over 100,000 followers, because they're well known, they're established, and they'd tell them to bake a cake. So how did this happen?
So, firstly, I think Farial is quite supportive of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I emailed her, and it wasn't regarding a cake. Mm-hmm. It was regarding balloons, so backdrop, and I just mentioned kind of deluxe balloons. Mm-hmm. This is what they specialise in. Are you interested for Elena's party? And to be honest, she said, yeah, I am actually. So went through with that, and then she asked me if I'd make the cake. I was in shock, to be honest, because like I said to you, we do like a little celebration cake. I was really nervous. I thought, okay, will I be able to do this? This is huge. It's a milestone for Cake Face. So anyway, I thought, okay, yeah, of course we can do it. She put her trust in me, and we did it, to be honest. And that's it. It was as simple as that. She just asked me, can you do the cake for Elena? I looked back actually at Lamaisa's cake that do you remember her party?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is grand. This is such a grand cake. I'm going to have to do something on this level.
Yeah.
Kind of sat down, planned it, went through the plan a few times. And to be honest, I was so chilled out. Whatever I was saying, she was like, yes, that's fine. I trust you completely. She was so chilled out. She put so much trust in me. And I think that's why the cake turned out the way it did.
She basically left you to it. She didn't say, oh, I want it like this, I want it like that. She just left it to you.
No. That's the thing. She was so nice about it. And she just said, this is the theme. We're having a rainforest theme. And it's up to you, kind of thing. And then a few days before, she did say, oh, what's the cake going to look like, kind of thing. Mm. And so then I went through it with her. And she was fine about it.
Okay. And
so we missed it.
The reason I really was interested in this story was because obviously Huddersfield and West Yorkshire has been in a negative scene in the media recently. So yeah. I thought, you know what, this is a positive story, and we need to get it on the radio that, you know, there is positive stories in Huddersfield and in West Yorkshire as well, and people are really, really doing well. So that's why I wanted to get you onto the radio as well, really, because you are from Huddersfield, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I was born in Huddersfield.
Yeah, so you're our you know, local person, and we like to spot local people here on Radio Sangam that are doing really well. So thank you for that. Thank you for also agreeing to come in on air. So I was going to ask you just before you go. So how long did it take you to make the cake for Faryal Makhdoom? Because was it a 5-tier cake?
It was a 5-tier cake, but we also did the whole top table for Elena. So there were about 100 cupcakes. There were, I'd say, about 60 biscuits. Mm-hmm. So the biscuits were like intricate, and they were Admiral shaped, rainforest kind of thing. And then there was an extra small cake as well. So all in all, I'd say the cake, from planning to kind of execution to transporting the cake, I'd say a good week.
Okay. Wow. So you must have been really busy. So finishing your pharmacy, and then you must have been busy with the cake nearly every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I took a day or two off during that week from the pharmacy, just because needed that extra time to kind of do such a big cake.
Yeah.
It was an experience, though. It was just such an experience, though, from making the cake to kind of transporting it. All I can remember was I was in the van transporting this big cake, sat there on the floor of the van, and just kind of holding this cake. Every time we take a corner, my heart would be in my mouth.
Yeah, you didn't want it to tipple over, did you?
It stayed where it was. So yeah. Alhamdulillah, we got it up, and you know, it was amazing, mashallah. It was. But the experience, it's just, I suppose if you don't push yourself, and I say that to anybody, you'll never know what your limits are. You'll never know what you can do, what a human can actually achieve.
Yeah.
You just won't know.
Yeah, and you've just proven that you don't need hundreds of thousands of followers just to achieve something.
No.
You know, as long as you're good at what you do, people will come to you.
Absolutely, and it's all about the quality that you're delivering to customers, to paying customers. That's what it boils down to. And then once you give them that service, they'll come back to you each and every time. They stay loyal to you.
Yeah. So just before you go, Sadia, what is your social media handles? You know, your Instagram, your Snapchat, if you've got a Facebook account. So our listeners, if they want to find you, where can they find you?
Okay, so the cake account on Instagram. Mainly I do operate through Instagram.
Okay.
It's cakeface_official_.
Okay, so it's cakeface_official and then there's an underscore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then obviously with the balloons, it's deluxe_balloons.
Okay. So it's deluxe_balloons and cakeface_official_. That's where you can find Sadia and Cakeface, and also Deluxe Balloons as well. So if you want to do a party and you need a cake for that party or wedding or whatever occasion it is, that's where you need to go, and that's where you'll find these guys. And if they can make a cake for Faryal Makhdoom, I'm sure they can make a cake for you.
And it'll be, definitely.
Yeah. So, no, Basadia, thank you very much for taking time out and talking to us this morning on Radio Sangam. We wish you all the best for the future and success, hopefully, inshallah, and just carry on with what you're doing.
Thank you, Janae. Thank you for having me.
No, you're welcome. And enjoy the rest of your day. And you know what? Send that sunshine over from Batley to Huddersfield as well.
I'll try.
Thank you, Sadia. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.